In fact, when you think of the number of transformations taking place in the short space of those few bars of bronze, it becomes almost incredible that it can all be instantaneously perceived. What we've called A in itself involves a transformation. The descending major third transformed to its exact inversion, an ascending minor sixth. So A already contains a metaphor, and so does B. You see? But in addition to that, B is a metaphor of A through the comparative transformation of A, which is transformed by lowering it one degree of the scale. And add to that the harmonic metaphor accompanying the melodic one. The A progression is tonic subdominant. And the B progression is dominant tonic. A beautiful parallelism and a shining case of this is that. So in music as well as in poetry, the A and B of a metaphor must also both relate to some X factor, not radiance or brownness, but a common factor such as the rhythm, di-rom, do-rim, or those harmonic progressions, 1-4-5-1. You see, there is still that triangular formation of A, B, and X to be reckoned with, and yet, with all this to be perceived, all these metaphors within metaphors, we still don't require even that 1 millisecond before perceiving it. There's no need to go through that can't be, oh, I see it can be in a poetic sense, because the music already exists in a poetic sense. It's all art from the first note. And there, Blondie, you have your introduction to musical semantics. But what is musical semantics, as related to, but opposed to, verbal semantics?